Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey there, bestie. I'm Lori Ami, your What to Read Next podcast host. Join me as we dive into exciting new reads that'll have you reaching for your TBR pile in no time. From gripping mysteries to spicy romances, we'll explore it all and help you find your next favorite book. So grab a cup of tea, cozy it up, and let's discover some amazing reads together. Hello, everyone. I am so excited to be back. It is summertime, which is here in Tampa, it's hot as hell. It's in the 90s and 80s. It's been humid. So essentially, if you walk like a couple blocks, you'll be dead, just like soaked in sweat. Not exciting. So I've been sitting in the air conditioning, just enjoying my time. I've been going to classes like Pilates and bar and just enjoying my time here in Tampa. But let me tell you, it's been a fun summer. So one of the things that I've noticed, I've been on a reading slump for the past, past couple of years. Oh, I'm off the reading slump. And then I come back and I'm like, oh, I'm back on the reading slump. And so I think I've just come to accept it that my reading life looks very differently than what it looked like 8 years ago, where it was like I was just consuming all the books. 8 years ago, 2016, around this time of the year, actually, I discovered BookTube and I was like, oh my gosh, there's all these books I got to read. And I had a job where I basically did nothing. Like I was sitting here in a cubicle and I did not want to go on Facebook. I didn't want to go log into Facebook and try to look at what other people's best life was possible. My life was miserable. I was just like in this endless job. And so at the time I discovered books to read and I can read a Kindle app on my phone. And so I was barely earning money and I was just like consuming like 99-cent books a day. I was just like finishing a book, consuming them, moving on, consuming them, consuming them, consuming them. I think at the time I was still using the public library and I was getting physical books. So I would go to the library, which was like about like 5 blocks away from my job. And I'll just request books, pick them up and read them. At the time I read a lot of YA. I started reading some new adults and I was reading Throne of Glass when it was coming up and A Court of Thorns and Roses. So that tells you like where I was reading. And I've always been seeking that high of that 2016 high where I was like, I read 275 books in seven months. That high doesn't come back. It's not coming back. And I think I've just come to accept it that my reading life looks a little bit different. My life looks very different. So in 2016, I was in a job that I hated. In 2024, I'm in a job that I enjoy. I have a podcast that I love. I have friends that I get to hang out. I have interests. Like I have disposable income to go to Pilates and go to bar. And I have also, I've healed so much of like my trauma. And I've come to accept my anxiety as just is. And there are coping mechanisms that I have to take care of it on a daily basis, like meditation, journaling, and just connecting with myself. And so I think it's some ways is taking reading, my hyperfixation with reading, from a hyperfixation to just something that I do. So even though I've been reading for almost 1800 days straight on my Kindle app, that's what it tells me. Reality is that I've been reading a little bit of everything. I've been reading magazines. I've been reading like some arcs. I've been starting a lot of books, but I'm not finishing a lot of books. And so my reading life looks a little bit different. But one of the things that I've discovered this year is that audiobooks actually are helping me soothe my anxiety. I struggle with insomnia. And so audiobooks have been able to kind of like help me sleep train going back to sleep. And so I am kind of grateful. And I have access to lots of public libraries, more to come. And so one of the things I've been doing is just listening to books for a couple of hours as opposed to what I normally would have spent reading on the book. I'm not stressed about like, oh my gosh, I have to finish this book. I'm not checking the percentage. I'm not checking the tiring eyes. I'm just soothing my way, just listening to a book. So these books are actually, I am very grateful. I have access to Penguin Random House audio platform, and these books were gifted for me for free for review purpose. The opinions are my own, but I recommend all five of the books. So it's a really exciting time. So we are going to chat about five new May, June releases that I really loved, that I listened and loved, and I want you to pick them up. All right, let's get to the recommendations. The first one is Collide by Bal Cabra. This is a popular KU book that came out early this year, and it was like in the top 100 for weeks on end. And Berkeley, one of the publishers, picked it up for publication. And one of the things that happened when they picked it up, for some of the big publishers pick it up, is that they are able to produce the audiobook. So audiobooks are more expensive to produce. So I was very excited because it was like my KU. So I returned it quickly to my KU, freed up that space, and I was like, I am going to listen to this book. So I'm very excited to tell you that the book is delightful. Audiobook is just the perfect companion to like errands and stuff like that. It's funny. This is a hockey romance where the heroine wants to be a sports psychologist, and she has a big project, but she has to work with sports, and her professor tells her she has to work with hockey. And from the beginning, we learn that the heroine does not like hockey. She cannot stand any hockey players. She doesn't want to deal with any hockey players. And so we're trying to uncover why this hockey situation, because it's like there's like a big secret. But her project is to work with a hockey player. The hero is a captain of the team, and the team got in trouble for some party and some pranks. And so the hero takes accountability for the whole team. And the coach tells him, you can't just deal with this. You have to do this project. And the captain sucks it up and just like, okay, we're going to do this. And they're like, they have disastrous meet cute. They're trying to, he puts his foot in the mouth and she doesn't like it. And all these different things. And they really don't like each other, but they realize they have to come together. This is a reverse grumpy sunshine. So she's grumpy. He's sunshine. He's a golden retriever hero. He does falls first. And there's a touch of forbidden because they're not supposed to like each other, but they really do. It's a little bit too long, but it's just like a good companion. I enjoyed it. I listened to it. I think one night of insomnia. It was delightful. It kept me entertained for the whole night. So enjoy this one. It's Collide by Bal Cabra. The next book is Love at First Book by Jen McKinley. This is a different book. Jen came on the show and talked about this book, so I'll link it into the show notes. But this book is basically a follow-up from Summer Reading, which is a book that she released last year. But we don't have to read that standalone. I have not read Summer Reading. I'm going to go back to it. But in this one, the heroine is stuck in her life, and she really needs a major life change ASAP. She has like a really toxic relationship with her mom, and she's just in a stagnant place, like as many will be. And so a chance letter to her favorite author leads her to move to Ireland for a year to help this author finish a series. In the story, the author has a son. He's grumpy. He's not happy about this. He's not happy that his mom is working on this project. And he's like really making her life impossible. But in the afternoons, the heroine has to work at the hero's charming bookstore. And the town is lovely. So it's this small town. Imagine you're going to Ireland, just kind of like a little break, and you just like enjoy this place. There are trigger warnings for cancer and death of a loved one. It is a little bit sad at the end, but it's lovely. It's a very Hallmark, you know, fun rom-com, like not fun, like a Hallmark heartwarming rom-com, I would say. So this is charming, and it's a perfect escape if you're thinking about like you're on a life run and you're like, you know what, I'm just going to go to Ireland and I'm just going to give myself a chance. This book is for you. All right. Speaking of people who are like in a rut, the next book is Summer Romance by Annabelle Monaghan. This one's a little bit different. The heroine is a little bit older. She's like the mid-30s, late 30s. She has three kids, and her mom passed away 2 years ago. And a year to the day of her mom passing, her husband asked for a divorce. And so she's like grieving, trying to figure out this new normal of being a single mom. and the grief of losing your mom, because I'm like, that must be devastating. Her best friend is like, you need to wear hair pants. Like, you're wearing sweats. You're wearing like, you're just a mess. Like, you kind of have to get out there and like meet people and do and find purpose. And she's wearing overalls. She takes her dog to the dog park and she has this chance encounter with this cute guy who is like really nice and really, really cute. And that's her dog pees on his shoes and he takes it in stride. He doesn't freak out. He doesn't do anything crazy. And then she's like trying to find him to come back to the meet cute. And she's like, why is he here? So they go on a date. She doesn't know that he is her best friend's brother and she has known him for all her life. It's just like she hasn't seen him in years because he left town about 10 to 15 years ago. So she's like she's very excited. It's a little bit forbidden, but it's really not forbidden. It's a delightful book where it explores what it means to figure out your purpose in later in life. Like, I've had that change in my late 30s where I was like, I needed something different. I didn't like the way my life was going for. And then the uncertainty of like not knowing what it will look like, not knowing what steps and having fear of making mistakes. I think both of the characters are in that space where it's like things are changing and they're changing fast. And yet I don't know how to handle it. And so it's a very poignant and very relatable book, but it's cute and summer and beachy, and you can take it to the beach or to the pool and read it, and it's just delightful. So that's Summer Romance by Annabel Monaghan. The next book is One Star Romance by Laura Hankin. This is read by the author. Laura does a great job narrating the book and just reading the book and telling you like what it feels like and immersing you in the book. So the book is based on the author's viral moment where she shared that she had to walk down the aisle with a groomsman who also gave her one-star review. And so in this case, we see this couple for the span of 10 years. Their first meet cute when their best friends are about to get engaged. And the heroine doesn't like the husband of her best friend who's going to get engaged. Like the guy who's the fiance who she's going to get engaged. She doesn't like him. And she writes this book about him, like a loose image about this book, about this, like, you know, torn of friendship. Because I think in some ways, and this is very like relatable, at least for me, my friendships are more important than my relationships, because I haven't had a relationship in a long time, but I have really long-term friendships and my friendships are just as I'm invested in them. And I see this in your 20s, it's devastating when your friends start getting married, when your friends start having babies, when your friends start stuff, and you feel stuck because you're like in that place of like, I've been that girl where it's like, I don't have a husband, I don't have a boyfriend, I don't have a child. I have to figure out who I am. I have a job that I hate, or I'm trying to figure out my passion and I'm trying to pursue it, but it's like, it's so hard to do it. And so having this opportunity, she's like, I'm writing this like story. You write what you know, and you write this story. And then the hero, who is a groomsman, who's the best man, basically says like, you know, I'm mad at you because you don't know this guy. You don't know my friend. And so we have this tension. He writes a one-star review and their lives are so intertwined throughout the years because they're both their best friends are together. And so we see them in different parts of it. We see them like every other year connecting and having this explosive relationship. It's like sparkles. They have tension, they have chemistry, but they can't act on it because they have like this history with it. And so trigger warnings, because we do hear cancer in this one. We do have pandemic. So we do have a period of pandemic. And yeah, it is a tough one. It is a tough one to read. It's a very, like, as someone who has experienced like friendship breakups and friendship places, it's just this exploration of friendships. It's just as important as the romance. And I think in some ways it gives you a full picture of who you are. And so I love this book. I cried a little bit. I was devastated when the friendship breaks, and then when it, you know, and it's, there's a happily ever after in that space, but it's still like this whole process of grieving and grieving your old life into this new life. And the twists and turns, the overnight success, the lack of overnight success, it's just a lot. It's just great. So I really love Once Our Romance by Laura Hankin. And the final book that I'm sharing is Love Letters to a Serial Killer by Tasha Coriel. Tasha is also coming to the show. I recorded that episode and she's delightful. But in this book, is essentially a millennial book from the book cover, which looks like a burn book, to the reference of jobs that we hate. As I mentioned earlier in this episode, I was in a job that I hated. I was in a job that I was boring. I was in a job that I was quite quitting. I was in a job that I was reading on my phone all day and then just did 1 hour of work and then just move on. This is part of it. This is the first part, is that place of you're not sure what you want to do. You're not sure who you want to be. You're not sure what's worth it. And you've been sold this bill of goods that your job is your identity. Your job is who you are. Your job is what do you do? And it's but I don't want to identify with any of this stuff. And so you discover online communities. In this case, our heroine basically discovers an online community around the serial killer that was happening recently at that time. She gets fired from her job. She loses everything. She's like, you know what? I'm just going to go down to the courtroom. And it's, I have to tell you, as someone who now watches courtroom YouTube videos, live courtroom, I get it. I get that. I get that sense of I might as well enjoy it's fascinating. So there's a part two is the first one hit too close to home with a job situation. My job is very different now, but it was very clear in my 20s and 30s, that was my job. And then the part two is a courtroom drama, and it drags a little bit too long. I wish it was shorter, but it adds richness to the story. And then part three, I'm not going to tell you all about it, but it's so good. I have a group chat with two of my friends the three of us read this book, we listened to the book, and we're like, this book is so good. So I would just do, it's not your regular twisty thriller, it's actually like a rom-com. Not a rom-com, because it's not a romance, but it's kind of like that idea, like a fun drama, courtroom drama, commentary and millennial. It's like a good satire. So that's Love Letters to a Serial Killer by Tasha Coriel. Those are the books I want to share with you today. I'll be sharing more books coming up in the upcoming episode, so feel free to keep listening in your favorite podcast app. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the What to Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the What to Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading! Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.